This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Wednesday. Happy hump day, you all. And we are thrilled to have Mayor Julie Moore Wolf with us every single weekday morning. Great numbers yesterday, 38 positives. You know, you always kind of wonder after the three-day holiday weekend. You hope that's not sort of some sort of lag, but we continue to head in the right direction.
Yeah, and traditionally we don't test as many people on a holiday weekend, and it's a little bit slower. But, Brian, I'm very hopeful. I really am very hopeful because generally when people are going in to get a test now, they're going in because they know they've been in direct contact with somebody, they've been exposed, or they're sick, and they want to know if it's COVID. So I'm optimistically hopeful that we are managing this in a good way. Now, that's not to say we can let our guard down. That other strain, the UK strain, is knocking on the door. And so we've got to continue with mask wearing and social distancing and washing your hands. And, you know, thankfully we can be in our restaurants, but do it wisely.
Yeah, I failed to understand almost from the beginning of this. I get that people are tired. I get that people have anxiety. I get that people are angry. I get all of those natural human emotions. What I don't get is why we just won't do what we can do to keep us moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree. I've got to tell you, it's been a long 10 months. I don't think we've hit 11 yet, but sure feels like it's been forever. I think I hit my stir crazy point about a week and a half ago where all I really wanted to do was go out to lunch. You know, and you can't go out to lunch. At that point, everything was shut down. You know, but it's like everybody's tired. But we know what we need to do to be as safe as we possibly can. We just have to continue to do it. It's a different way of life. And, you know, we're going to get back to more and more normal, but it's going to be baby steps because we can't go backwards on this.
No, we can't. And we're heading in the right direction. And these numbers tell me that people are, by and large, doing the right thing.
You know, Brian, I think, you know, you get on social media and you hear, you know, the negative, angry people, and you tend to think that that is the majority. And I don't think that's correct. I think majority of people are trying to be as safe as they can to protect their loved ones, their friends, their coworkers. I think the real, you know, majority of our population is trying so hard to do their best. Yeah, they're tired and they're frustrated, and they also want to go out to lunch. But the reality of it is, I think most of us are trying to do the right thing. But it's easy to feel like you're getting bulldozed over by the loud, screaming people who, you know, take things that are not true and continue to circulate without ever checking the fact.
And this is the thing, and I know you have been incredibly adult about this from the get-go. I am less so. I don't expect when I get to be your age I'll be any different, but I'm going to keep trying. When you are attacked online, as you have been this last week, about there's our mayor sitting in a Mount Zion bar, and they have a picture that they're circulating that is 2 years old.
Brian, I think it was last summer when everything was open.
Whatever. What I'm saying, though, is that when they do that, I mean, that has to hurt a little bit because it's just so easily proven to be false, yet people don't even care about facts anymore.
Well, true. And, you know, there are a number of levels. Number one, it's kind of creepy that somebody I don't know took a picture of my family, you know, while we were out celebrating my son's engagement, you know, and kept it in their phone so that at some point they could spring it on the world. I mean, that's a little creepy, number one. But, you know, what's hurtful about this is absolutely, well, A, people I know who know me didn't pick up the phone and say, hey, what is this? Instead, they jumped on the bandwagon to be, oh, sure, she can go, you know, shut down, threaten to take away liquor licenses, and there she is. It's like, first of all, no.
but Mayor, it goes beyond that. You've got people debating about whether there are evergreens or trees because it's so clearly not in the winter months, and yet the poster of doing this says, no, this was 2 days ago. I mean, there are no leaves on the trees right now. I mean, it seems so obvious to me, but yet this is the kind of stuff you deal with for a few thousand dollars a year trying to be a leader. What happened with the city council?
Well, I made a motion as the meeting began to remove the items that would change our ordinances. They were under unfinished business. They had been tabled at the previous meeting to see what the governor was going to do, what the county was going to do. What, in effect, what happens is the ordinances that we changed in August to basically say we are going to follow what the state rules during the pandemic. So if we have to shut down restaurants, you know, et cetera, we're going to do that. So, and what it does is basically it just continues as we are. It means we follow the state rules and the guidelines that are put out by the experts at IDPH and the governor's office. And so it just, it was a cleaner way to do this. We're fortunate that the timing worked out for us, that the announcement came before our meeting, that we could open our restaurants and get business moving again. I think it would have been a much different meeting if we would have had to either go against the governor and state regulations in favor of businesses, because people are very divided, Brian. It's you're either for health or you're for business. And it's like there's no gray area there. It's just it's a very contentious battle. And the council's pretty split, too.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about literally the reaction you've gotten since the Tier 1 release, which came out, I kind of a surprise to me, but it was like just all of a sudden it was there on Martin Luther King Day. What has been the reaction that you've heard from business owners?
Well, I've heard from a lot of people that are very, very excited about the opportunity. They, you know, for many of these restaurants, they had only been doing takeout or they've been closed. So for some, it's a logistical matter. They couldn't just open up. They needed food, produce, as well as staff. So, I mean, some places were just not ready to have people come in to be seated because they didn't have enough people to wait on them. They could handle a drive-through, they could handle carry-out, but they just couldn't handle full service. So people are, you know, beginning to open. Some were able to do it right away. Others, it's like, we'll be open starting Thursday, come see us. So there's a lot of excitement and a lot of support for our businesses. And I'm very thankful of the ones who have tried so hard throughout this pandemic to keep their staff employed, to follow the rules, to do everything they can. And, you know, we're very appreciative of that.
All right, Mayor, have a great day. And we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.